Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than mega sites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
Hey, The Bird Show.
So we have Jeff telling us a story this morning that he was in Vegas, he and his wife, for a couple of days. And Jessica lost her wedding ring.
Yeah, it was her. It was actually her engagement ring, and we had gone out for the day, and I think we were in a rush to leave, or we kind of weren't paying attention, or on the phone or something, and she walked out and left all of her jewelry sitting on this little, what do they call it, vanities or whatever, like a dressing table thing, in this little tray on there, and we had gotten in the cab and gotten to the other end of the strip by the time she realized. She's like, oh my God, I don't have my watch, I don't have my ring, I don't have my other ring, her earrings, like she had nothing on, but she's like, well, it's locked in the room. I mean, it's not in the safe, but it's in the room, nothing's going to happen to it. So didn't bother her all. She never said a word to me about it, but I know as soon as she came in the room, she went right to that spot and everything was there with the exception of her engagement ring.
Do you think she was more relaxed because you guys traveled to Vegas a lot? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you were out of the country or something, maybe you would have been more like paranoid about putting in the safe or wearing it, or you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're used to and comfortable traveling somewhere, you kind of just
maybe I don't
just never think those things are going to happen to us.
I think that's exactly what it is. Like, and she even said that sentence. She's like, I've heard about this happening to people, but you know, whatever. And it wasn't out in the, it wasn't hidden, but it wasn't like sitting in the middle of the bed with a light on it either. You know what I mean? So she came back and went right to that spot and looked at all of her stuff. And she's like, oh my, you know, it's gone. And she freaked out. And I was really calm in the beginning because it's not unlike her to misplace something. But she says, no, I remember seeing it right there. So we ended up having to call security and doing a security report.
It appears somebody stole
that
thing.
Yeah. And it looked like probably somebody just ink.
So same thing happened to Stacey. I told you guys months and months and months ago. Stacey lost her wedding ring also in a hotel room in Washington, D.C. But Jeff and I have a friend that we're pretty sure whose wife bailed on their wedding ring on purpose.
I knew him pretty well at the time that this happened. And I knew her fairly well. And she just, she is the type of person who would not be ashamed to tell you that she's not happy with her wedding ring.
Like, so she would say, of the stone. I want a bigger ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she would almost say, like, you know how girls, when girls get engaged or whatever, everybody's like, oh my God, let me see your ring. Oh, it's so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. Well, if anybody, oh, let me see your ring. Is that an antique? She was like, oh yeah, the setting's an antique and the stone is just, that's what he could afford when we got married, but we're going to upgrade that sooner or later.
Right. Like, just going to give you the specifics in a sec, but I just want to ask the question right now. Is there anybody bold enough to say that you purposely lost your wedding ring because you didn't like the diamond that was in it and you wanted an upgrade, so you purposely bailed on it? And we'll put you on the voice disguiser.
You think anybody will admit that?
I don't know. 404-741-Q100. Because the circumstances behind what Jeff's about to tell you are, it's really pretty obvious.
Really? So, yeah, so she, she would have make no bones about saying, almost apologizing for it because of the size of the,
sad.
What's it called? What's the main stone? Yeah, I had little stones around it, but whatever the main stone
the
is.
Stone.
The center stone. She would make apologies over the size of that because it wasn't big enough for her group of friends or whatever. So, one day when nobody was home, it fell off the back of the sink into the toilet while the toilet was flushing.
That's her story.
Now you'd have to know
all of that in quotes,
right? Now you would have to know the personality of the woman. I think also
that's why I kind of gave the beginning of it. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I mean, because we've had women up on the show before that have said that they're not happy with their engagement ring. The stone is too small or whatever. They're sort of embarrassed by it. But I think that there are some women that would be so embarrassed by it, they'd wear it for 6 months and then toss
it. It's lost.
And then you get the upgrade.
But I remember when it, you know, like. Because that was the first thing that popped into my mind, you know. What was she like? How's it? I mean, that's a good shot right there. Knock it off the sink into a flushing toilet.
Right.
Now the question is, though, did he buy the story?
Well, he's such a nice guy.
Yes.
If he didn't, he would never say he didn't.
He
but he's not a
though.
Stupid guy.
He wouldn't even wink, wink to her. He'd be like, "Oh my God, really? Do we need to call a plumber?" And I think she goes, "No, it's totally gone, man. That was a big flush."
We might have found one woman honest enough to say she's done it.
No way.
We will call her Kim, and she is on the voice disguiser.
Hi.
Hi. No one can recognize your voice.
Okay. Yeah, me and my husband actually got in, like, a big argument, and he threw the rings out of the door, and a couple...
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, man. Mm.
Gone.
Dang it. Oh man, I wanted.
How did that happen?
I was just fixing the voice disguiser. How'd I do? Can you recognize her voice right now?
I hope she
might
calls
have
right
just
back.
Saved her marriage.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, no. Try picking her up on the other slider.
Good morning, Q100. Hey Kim.
Hello.
Hold on. That ain't gonna work.
Try it.
Hey Kim. Kim. Hello?
Hello.
There you go. We got you. Sorry.
Hi.
The voice disguiser wasn't fired up, and we just wanted to make sure it was before you told the story.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you fine.
Okay, start over. What happened?
No, me and my husband actually got into a pretty big argument, and he actually took the rings and threw them out of the door. And so I went out and I found him, but I never told him that I found him until after he bought me another ring.
Really? So he threw him
but
out.
It was I had found the receipt, and he just didn't. It was a really cheap ring anyway. So
well,
he threw him out the door of the house or the car.
He threw them in the front yard, and told me he was through.
That's mad.
So I kind of felt like it was payback.
And you got him. You found him, and didn't say anything until he got you a bigger ring.
Exactly.
Bravo.
Wow. Bravo. That's funny.
Here is Nicole. You're on the voice disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I didn't lose it, but one of my best friends did. She didn't like the size. She thought it was way too small because apparently he had more money. But after she told him that she lost it, he literally went out and bought her the same exact ring that she had before.
So
backfired. That's payback.
Yep.
That's awesome. Beautiful.
Nicely done.
Well played, my
Finally,
friend.
A man wins on this show. Good morning, Mary. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. At the time, my husband and I, when we got engaged, it was like 6 months after we were dating, and I knew that he made like good money. And we were talking about proposing, but I wasn't really, you know, sure about it. But he had, like, told me, he's like, well, what should I get you? And I was like, I don't know, whatever. Then he turned around, he proposed to me, and I was like, are you serious? And he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, why don't you come back when you show me something that, like, proves to me you love me?
Oh, damn.
That's pretty harsh.
Well, I mean, to me, he was being real cheap because it was like a tenth, like a very small, teeny thing. And I was like, you've bought things for your girlfriends like in the past that were so much bigger. And how come I get this?
Years ago, this would have been a shocking call, but we've taken a call like this before that from a woman that said that she directly felt there was a correlation between his love and the size of the ring that he gave her for their engagement.
How much money he spent on her.
Yeah.
Proved his love.
Wow. Like I'm telling you, it was probably like a $65 ring, and I was like, "Are you serious? This is something that's going to be in my hand the rest of my life, and you want to show this?" to everybody.
You're like, my finger's going to turn green, baby.
Yeah, like, I wasn't sure if it's real or what, and I was like, you bought, like, your ex-girlfriend a carrot just because, and you're going to bring me this?
I kind of see your point now. At first, I thought you were being ridiculous, but now I see your point.
A little bit?
Yeah.
All right, here's Jane, who lost her ring on purpose. Hey, Jane.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you bailed on it on purpose.
Embarrassing, but true.
How small a ring are we talking about?
It was very small. It wasn't really the point. I was a long time ago. I was very young, and I was embarrassed of my ring.
So how did you kill it?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I just threw it out the window one day. I don't know why I didn't pawn it or give it to somebody, but I was ready for it, and it backfired in my face because my husband didn't replace it.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
What did he say? Just, oh, you lost it?
Yeah, he said, well, you should have been more careful. I can't afford to replace it right now, and I thought we had insurance on it, and we didn't.
Oh, no.
That's instant karma right there.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I got to tell you, I've been waiting 3 days to talk to her. Kim here?
Yeah, I'll let her talk.
I'm prejudging.
What is your issue with it right now?
The crap. How do you not know?
She doesn't think it's possible to live with somebody.
Yeah. You're,
did you read the email?
Seriously. No, I'm prejudging.
Oh.
I admit it.
You're a prejudging person.
That's right. I'm a prejudger.
Well said. Wow.
Hey, good morning, Kim. You are on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you today?
Well, a little confused and upset.
I bet. I think this is one of those storylines that sort of weaves in and out so much that if we try to interrupt you while you tell the story, it will lose something in translation, you know? So I think it's probably smart for us just to sit back and enjoy the history and then shoot questions off of you when you're done.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, go for it.
Well, about, I guess it was like between six and seven years ago, I was in college, and I used to meet a lot of people online. I used to sit online for hours and chat, and I met this person. And we chatted probably 8 hours a day at least online. And I fell in love with him. I got to know him emotionally, and I got to know his personality before anything else. And emotionally, I fell in love with him. And we talked for about 2 years before we met, and we met in person a couple of times. It was kind of always a struggle. He would have excuses at first, but finally we did, and everything was great, and we got along perfectly. And so after a couple of years of, casual dating, he kind of moved in with me part-time. We were living together. We talked about marriage. He was there pretty much 24/7 on the weekends. He did work pretty far away, so he wasn't there during the week time. And then I guess I want to say I was kind of a little bit maybe in denial. I was never sure. I knew there was something weird because I would try to be intimate and he would not be intimate with me. Got numerous fights over it. We broke up. We got back together. But I always kept going back because I was so emotionally attached and in love. Like, this person is my soulmate, that I kind of made excuses, I guess, or I was blind to it. And little things started piling up, and finally one day I was online, and he always was in, like, car clubs and stuff, and I saw his car with the girl's name. Under a girl's name, and everything kind of fell into place at that point, and I confronted her, and obviously she admitted it, and I was really upset at that point, obviously, and broke it off and decided I was never going to talk to her again, and she came to get her stuff from my apartment, and we sat down and talked, and I was okay with it, and we decided that we were going to try it out to be friends. And then it turned into more than friends.
Wow.
So The only people that know are my parents, because obviously when I first found out, I went straight to my mom. So I'm so upset. My family doesn't know. I've been out, so since I found out, it's been about 2 years, and we were living together full-time, and my parents are the only people that know. None of my family knows. She can't come to family functions. They don't even know. They know I live with somebody. They don't know who it is.
So
I have to keep it hidden.
Are you a lesbian? Like, do you consider yourself a lesbian now?
I would say I'm bisexual. But yes, we're fully together.
Okay. I've got a lot more, way more superficial questions than that. So the very first time, because you said you guys chatted online for 2 years, you had this relationship. You're building this emotional relationship before you meet face-to-face.
Yes.
So you meet face-to-face for the first time, and there's no indication to you whatsoever that this is a woman?
No. She is, I would say, like a masculine woman. She has short hair. We're both a little bit overweight, so as far as, you know, the women's chest, it wasn't there. You know, it was kind of, you know, overweight men, they have little, like, man boobs. So it wasn't, there was no indication whatsoever for me.
But you'd said that you weren't intimate with her to begin with. So, because my confusion was that if you were physical with her, how did you not get a clue? But you said you weren't intimate with her before the reveal.
Yeah, no.
The reveal.
Intimate, like, you know, to where you could find out.
Right. She never obviously took her clothes off. She wouldn't kind of let me touch her. I mean, we did have a little bit, but it was mostly on my part.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of, there was a lot of excuses. They changed. They were different. But, all of them now looking back were ridiculous, but I was so emotionally involved and I was just blind to it. Like, love is blind, and I was completely in denial.
So for 4 years, she intentionally deceived you that she was a man.
Yeah.
You know how much work that must have been? I mean,
yes.
That means,
yes,
you guys are living in the same house, so you're never allowed to see her in the shower. You're never allowed to see her when she wakes. I mean, she's never naked around you, ever, ever, ever.
And she goes to the bathroom?
Bathroom?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, we were never, before so, I found out, we weren't 100% full-time living together. She was kind of there on the weekends. Living with me, would come in Friday afternoon and leave, you know, Monday morning. But yeah, the bathroom door was always locked. And, you know,
it's so unfair for her to have done that to you. Like, I do not endorse anybody, you know, even though you may be a lesbian or a gay man and you try to, and you want to be in love with someone and you don't want them to judge you, but to deceive them, I completely blame her for putting you through this, the self, you know, reflection, which you came out saying, you know what, I don't care, I love you for who you are, but now you're having to deal with your family and everybody, and I just, I don't know.
I'm just so surprised. It must have taken so much effort for her to try to hide this for so many years and for you to be so emotionally invested and really not see what was in front of you.
Yeah. I mean, there was many times when I was suspicious, and I questioned, you know, him. But I was just so involved and invested in our relationship that it just, like, it didn't matter. I don't know. Looking back on it now, I was, you know, 2 years ago, I was at the same place that you guys are at, where I was like, this is ridiculous. You know, you're crazy. You're insane. You know, obviously when I first found out, I was out of my mind.
Sure.
Did you ever even question before? Because that means you can't cuddle. How do you not look at somebody's hands? Because hands are very important. I think there's a big difference between guys' hands and women's hands. And even like
texture. No bras, no women's
bras,
underwear,
like,
no feminine products.
Yeah, how did the laundry get done?
How did she escape that?
Well, you know, since we weren't living together full time, the laundry thing, you know, laundry was done separately. We didn't do each other's laundry. Her hands are, they're kind of masculine.
Mm-hmm.
There was little things here and there. The facial hair thing was one thing, but, you know, I mean,
I'm a woman, and I'm a little bit more hairy than probably a lot of women are, and so she's just a little less hairy than some men are. You know, I guess it's hormonally different between every person.
What about meeting her family? Because you must have not been able to meet any family members in those 4 years.
I didn't. I didn't meet. Well, the story was his mother died when he was young, and then as we were like year three, I guess, or so into it, his dad died. So like he didn't have any family.
Mm-hmm. Is that true, or did she lie about that?
No, that was a lie.
Oh, God. So
whoa,
everything.
Oh, that's a big lie.
This whole life is a big old lie until she tells you, finally.
So she wanted to be a boy so badly she completely changed her life to try to be one.
Yeah. We've talked about it, what she told me was that in those 2 years that we talked online, she fell so in love with me, as I did with her, that she knew I wouldn't want to be with her if I knew she was a she.
Mm-hmm. So are you struggling with any thoughts of, okay, I fell in love with a person that really doesn't exist? Because the whole family situation isn't there. Oh. She's not a man. I mean, the person that you fell in love with is sort of it's really not there.
Yeah, I really did. I struggled with all of this stuff. And it took me, we didn't talk for at least a month, and I had a month to just sit and stew in all these questions and all these, you know, uncertainties and betrayal. And then when we sat down and talked, it was like nothing, the time hadn't passed. We were so emotionally connected that it just, I don't know, you meet someone and they're your partner, they're someone that we can look at each other and not even have to speak. We just know what each other's thinking. We're soulmates. And so it was kind of, for me, it was, I just love this person so much that it doesn't matter, you know, if it's a man or a woman or what. I'm just in love with the soul.
All right, Kim, so now that we're done with sort of the shocking part of the whole thing, what is it that you're hoping to get out of this call?
Well, obviously, right now I'm at a point where I'm in a relationship with her, and I really love her, and I want to be with her, and my family doesn't know, besides my parents, my sisters, my brother, nobody knows, and I have to hide it, and I feel like I'm going to be with her for the long run, so I don't know how to come about telling anybody.
Okay, well, let's do this then. Let me just, in the interest of time here, let me go into commercials and come back, and we'll try to get you some advice. So at the base of it, if you can get through the whole shocking part of the whole thing, at the very base of it is, if you're gay, how do you tell your parents that you're gay, even though she doesn't really feel gay?
Well, it's a little different, though, because she said her parents already know. I think the thing is that she's having to do to other people what she just did to us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know this person is a him. It's really her, but I've decided to stay with her and to get their support. So
you got a comment or you got advice? That's a lot to take in.
Or
right
if you've been in this situation and you know exactly how she should work through it with him, her.
The Bird Show.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Her email said she was 20 years old and she has zero friends. None.
Hmm.
She Carl trying to get her on the phone, but not having a lot of luck.
She's on 5, isn't she?
I don't think so. Hello? No. Carl, put her on hold.
Carl's trying to be her friend.
There you go.
Aww. Oh, that's what he was doing, too.
Carl knows best.
Hey, Lakeisha.
Hey.
How are you?
Cool.
Is Carl your friend now?
No, Carl. Is that the person I was just speaking with?
Yeah.
And he kept wanting to hang up on me.
Oh, no. why would he do that?
I don't know.
We got your email, and we just, like, wanted to hug you. How could you be 20 years old and have no friends?
Well, I've had friends before. I'm not, like, a hermit or anything.
So
okay,
what's,
so what's going on?
I don't know. Like, I associate myself with people and everything. Like, my boyfriend, he has friends that, you know, I, like, talk to and everything, but, you know, they're not, like, my friends, you know? What do you call it? I want to have, like, some friends that are, like, girls, I guess, that I can hang out with, because it's not really appropriate to hang out with dudes when, you know, you've had a boyfriend for, like, 3 years.
So you've got no girlfriends that are exclusively yours. Everybody you hang out with has come to you through your boyfriend or something, some other.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, no, it seems like when I do meet someone, that seems like, I guess, a potential friend type. I kind of, I guess, scare them away. They think I'm, like, weird or something.
So you don't know how to friend date.
Do you need, like, is there a friend mojo the same way that we talk about dating mojo? Is it the same thing in, like, the friend world? Like, if you want a friend so badly, like, a potential friend picks up on it and they're turned off by it, so it's tougher to befriend somebody like that?
Maybe because you try too hard?
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe. I don't know. I think maybe I do try too hard, but, like, sometimes when I'll just be, like, whatever or whatnot, they still, it still, like, I don't know. I guess I don't like the same type of things that, like, most girls, I'll say, do. Like, I guess the best word for me to say is, like, I'm a gamer. Like, I like things guys like. I like to go play paintball. I like to, you know, play on my Xbox 360. I like, I'm a nerd. I like to play World of Warcraft.
So you're kind of a tomboy, too.
Yeah.
So it seems like naturally you would get along better with other guys, but there's got to be girls that do the same thing that you do, right?
I can't be the only one.
No, you wouldn't think. We've had plenty of women call up that are gamers also. There are just some women that don't get along with other women. Are you one of those?
No. I mean, I don't like girls that are prissy, I guess. They want to go get their nails done and gossip and all that crap.
Here's Laura, says that she's a bit older than you, but going through sort of the same thing. Hey, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. She'll have to get over the way she feels right now because she's going to live a life like this for a while.
Why?
It's not a bad thing. It's just an adaptability thing. I have the same feelings toward women as she does. I find some of what they do ridiculous. I can't just be a blanket female friend to everybody, all the girls that I work with and everything like that. In fact, they're usually put off by me a bit. I'm usually put off by them a bit. But there's still some cordiality and all that. But I am better friends with guys. I found that I don't need somebody around all the time, so I don't, like, desperately give in order to get back. It's just a weird situation. I've had girlfriends, like best friends, for a couple of years until they usually do something stupid to make the friendship go away.
Like, what would be deemed stupid?
I had a friend that I actually got her a job. I've done her all kinds of favors. I was going to take her. I won tickets to a trip. I was going to take her, you know, out of the country just because I won these tickets. And she bailed on me 2 weeks before. She got our mutual guy friend on the phone with us. I didn't know she was on the phone with him, like a conference call, trying to get him to say, like, get me to say bad things about her. And she's younger than I am. And I'm just like, what is going on? So once I found that, I'm like, I can't deal with her anymore.
I just think that that's a little narrow-minded to say that she won't be able to find any friends her age.
She's going to have to be alone. That. I didn't say that. I said she can't think of it as a bad thing. She needs to see it as, okay, I'm a little different. Let me see what I want to do. I don't want her feeling like she has to be on the other side of the fence where the grass seems greener. Because for her, she may get over there and realize she likes to play in a sandbox.
This is like,
that's a lot of psychobabble.
Yeah.
No, I didn't understand any of that.
Why are we in the litter box?
Anybody want to interpret?
And she's not the only one. A whole bunch of people are calling up. They're like friendless. Good morning, Matt. Is it Matt? Or is this? This is Nikki. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm 26 and I have one friend, but we've been friends for 18 years, but all of the so-called friends that I had in the past, I've been married 3 times because, well, I'm on my 3rd one now, but all of my friends have slept with my husband, and, I mean, just all kind of crazy stuff, and I just can't trust girls anymore. But I've had my one friend for 18 years, but I can see how she feels because, well, my friend lives out of town, and we don't get to see each other that often, and I don't ever have anybody to
husband.
Do what? Yeah. They go to my husband, but I don't have anybody to, you know, that girl that you can go talk to and have fun with. I don't have that because she's way far away, and I can understand how she feels. Right. I have one friend that's like, I've had, you know, since I think ninth grade, but she moved away, but I still talk to her like every once in a blue moon. I told her that I was going to be talking to you guys, and I hope she's listening.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I still don't get to hang out or talk to her much because, you know, she's leading her own life right now.
Hey, Latoya, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. My advice, like, just be yourself. When you're making friends, like, it's easier for you to just show who you are. Like, I play World of Warcraft, too. Like, that's my game. That's my thing. Sometimes, like, when I'm at school, I play it. It's just my thing. But it's easier for you to just show yourself and be yourself than to try and be someone else when you're making friends. Because when you're just, you guys are just kind of hanging out together, like, the person you pretend to be is not who you're going to be then. Just be yourself. It's easier that way.
Aren't you saying that that was sort of the conflict that you were having? Like you were thinking about sort of working on changing your personality just so you could have a friend or two?
Yeah, that was part of my email. Like, I normally am myself regardless around, you know, who I'm around. But, you know, that I'm starting to see that normally kind of scares people off. And so I was wondering, like, my ultimate dilemma is it worth, like, changing how you are in order to have people like you?
I don't think you need to change who you are at all. I just think that maybe you need to overcome some of your shyness. Because I think, I mean, it sounds to me, like even talking to us on the radio, that you're a little bit shy. So maybe you're just not putting yourself out there to meet people that are just like you. Does that make any sense? So it's not changing who you are. It's just maybe you have a girl in a class or a girl that is like a friend of a friend or something, and you know she's into gaming too, and she's kind of, you know, do the paintball thing with you or be a tomboy. Like, maybe it's just overcoming your shyness to go talk to her and be like, hey, do you want to hang out? Let's go get coffee or something.
If this was a situation where she could meet guys, like, we'd give her advice on, one, places to go, and two, an opening line. So what if we did, like, friend dating? Like, where can she go to make friends? And how does she approach a friend and say, do you want to be my friend without being that awkward?
If you show up at a place alone looking for friends, that's going to be awkward to be.
You got
to
do it. It's no different than going to.
Not alone. There's nothing going wrong. Like,
really? Who's
wrong
she going
with...
to go with?
Well, I said no. I said there's nothing wrong with going out alone. I mean, you can make new friends everywhere.
Did you put an ad on Craigslist to look for a friend?
Kind of.
Oh, you did?
What'd it say?
Yeah, what'd it say?
I was looking for someone that was like-minded, and I let them know the types of, you know, things I'm into.
And then you had some creepy dude with a Polaroid calling you back.
I know, right?
Can I take a picture of your feet?
I like I like gaming too, but I'd like you to dress like a penguin more.
I didn't get any responses.
No responses at all.
No.
What about you? Oh, go ahead.
Hey, Tiffany.
Maybe nobody looked at Craigslist that day.
Hey.
Hey. I'm a gamer as well. When I first came to Atlanta, I didn't have any friends either. This was 5 years ago. And I started going to anime conventions where there's a lot of video gaming going on and a lot of things that I enjoy doing. And I ended up meeting a lot of different people there. And there's people that I've had friends now for about 3-4 years now.
Where do the gamers hang out?
It's a convention that's going on this weekend called Anime Weekend Atlanta. It's held at the Cop Galleria every year. It's the largest Southeast anime convention. And it's basically, at the door prices right now are $45, but you can basically game all weekend. And it's just a great place to hang out and meet people.
Cool, thank you.
That's a great idea.
That's a great suggestion.
What about Dragon Con? Did you go to that?
I didn't.
No.
I was trying to get tickets. I didn't get to go.
Here, Adam wants to help you out.
I wanted to go see Collective Soul on Saturday. So.
That's a good call. Hey, Adam, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
Well, her local gaming stores, she'll find that there's a lot of girls and guys that like to play. We all get together at this place called Gamers Getaway up here. We all get together at Douglasville.
That's cool.
20 of us every weekend.
Do gamers have, like, this sort of, not mentality, and I don't want to offend here, but I think the stereotype is, like, if you're a gamer, you know, you sort of like to hang out by yourself in a room and sort of, you know, play.
Yeah, it's a definite stereotype, but actually there's a whole subculture to it, man, where we all like to hang out with each other. Hell, I'm married with a kid.
To a gamer?
Yep.
Yeah, awesome. Okay.
See?
You're raising a little gamers?
And you guys had sex?
Not on the video game.
Like, I mean, like real sex.
Not Avatar.
No, like, hey, I'll meet you behind the pond on the Mount Zapalan and we'll do it. But like what? Real life, I'll meet you in the bedroom.
Where's that?
Where did he call it again? The gamers what?
Did you catch that, Lakeisha?
Getaway? Gamers getaway?
I think that's it. I don't really know where Douglasville is.
I think he just said it like it was his local video game store, and he's calling it the Gamer's Getaway.
I mean, if you look through all the specifics of it, it just sounds like you need to get with the gaming community because they have like minds, and you guys have something in common right off the bat.
And I'm sure we're going to get emails about it today, so we can pass them along to you, too.
That'd be cool.
Okay. Holly is suggesting join the roller derby also.
Roller derby?
It just seems random, but yeah, she says roller derby.
Nice.
And you should also get a job at Kroger.
All right, Lakeisha.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye. I'm more surprised by the amount of calls from people that we were getting that said that they have no friends also.
That's sad.
Like friendless people.
Cool.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Aaron Andrews, you guys remember that name? ESPN sportscaster, reporter, that a couple of months ago we were talking about because she, I mean, she was pretty much stalked by a cameraman from ESPN, right?
Well, they put a hidden video in her hotel room. She did not know that it was there, and she was seen on this video changing clothes, getting ready, but she was nude on the video.
Every woman's worst nightmare.
But you said it was a camera from ESPN. They don't know that yet. They haven't.
I don't know who it was. They assume it could be somebody from her
crew. Traveling with her, yeah.
There were some stories there that it was a cameraman that was going from town to town with her, and he was drilling like holes because he had to be in the room right next to her each and every time. They thought it was maybe more than one time or two or three different times, different trips. And it was every woman's worst nightmare. You know, we even talked about it at length from women calling up saying, same thing happened to me when I was in a tanning bed, that you really got to look at for cameras in the fans of tanning beds.
Dressing rooms and vents and people who have said apartment complexes where they would just find like a hole in their roof of their room.
Right.
And found out later it was the landlord snooping. I mean, a lot of women have gone through that experience, but you're right. It still is your worst nightmare, not having any idea that you were being filmed.
So we haven't heard from her yet until Friday. She was on with Oprah.
So, she just went back to work, too.
Oh, did she? I didn't even know that. She's been out of work this entire time.
And she actually did a killer job with her first game. I watched highlights of it. Yep. I mean, she had security on her.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody who was with her reported that there were people, a couple people yelling nasty things.
Oh,
but there's
oh, no,
a lot
really?
Of, like, welcome back and a lot of cheering and stuff. And she was just, I mean, that's the humiliatingness of that.
Sure.
Like, that was good for her.
And now she'll say here, I mean, you can't entirely remove this from the internet, right?
My lawyers have done a great job trying to get it down, but the best part of this whole story, being sarcastic, is I've had law enforcement tell me, you're just going to have to deal with the fact this is never going to come off the internet. They're never going to be able to get it down.
But your lawyers were able to get it down.
Not all of it.
Not all of it.
It keeps popping up. I mean, people have such a good time trying to put it back up. The images are still up.
So she was a victim of a stalker?
Was the camera put there specifically for you, or was the Peeping Tom just looking for whoever would be in that room? Do you know?
Right now, I don't know those things. I'm not really at liberty to say, address that, but I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I do know that I am a victim of a stalker because we know that this happened in at least two rooms. They got me in at least two rooms.
Okay.
That is awful.
When she first heard the news, she couldn't believe it. She thought that they were like joking with her.
So how did you come to know that the video existed?
I was out of town working an event for ESPN, and I got a phone call. I was tipped off by somebody that I knew, and he said, you need to check this out. People are saying this is you on the internet naked.
And you did check it out?
I laughed at him. Yeah. I said, no, it's not. I don't have any, nobody has naked footage of me. Are you kidding? This is not me.
Yeah.
And I was laughing, and he said...
Because everybody knows if they took some naked footage.
Yeah, everybody knows if they did.
Yeah, that's why I didn't take it seriously. I laughed at him, and I could tell he got really upset, and he said, Aaron, you gotta look. And I just said, oh, stop it.
Because however it was posted, were they saying it was you?
Yes.
They were saying it was you.
And so then there started to be talk. I opened up the computer, could feel my heart pounding, saw it for 2 seconds,
and knew it was you. And knew it was you.
Now, there was speculation there for a while that this was just a publicity stunt by Aaron Andrews and ESPN.
How do you feel when you hear people say this? And I'm sure you've heard people say that it could have been a publicity stunt because you apparently look so good in it that who looks that good walking around, you know, naked? How do you feel when you hear that?
Disappointed.
Yeah.
Especially when it came from females as well.
Yeah.
I would never do this to myself.
Yeah. Does it feel like a re-violation?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It does.
Here's a great question from Oprah, because try to put yourself in this situation. You find out the video is real. You see it with your own eyes. Then you have to call your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And tell him before he hears it from anybody else.
So you were saying earlier that you just were saying to me that it was, you know, like your eyes are watering.
It's my dad.
It's your dad.
And it was such a painful phone call. I mean, having to call my parents, and they thought I was physically injured, how bad I was screaming. Mm-hmm. I kept screaming, I'm done. My career is over. I'm done. And I get it off. Get it off the internet. Get it off.
Imagine having to call your dad and tell him that.
No. Well, she was a victim. It's not like she had any responsibility in that. So as much as it's a difficult phone call to make, I'm sure her parents just got kicked into protective mode.
And how about some of the TV stations and TV networks that were showing some of the video?
Well, there was a lot of news coverage of Aaron's story, and a few outlets chose to show the video or stills of the video. And you say that infuriated you even more because it's...
It was horrifying. It was reliving it. Like I said, I understand you have a story to cover, but it's almost like you're glorifying it. Hey, check out this video. Check out these pictures. There was no need to show those. I'm a crime victim.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to share those pictures or those videos with anyone at all. And I really felt like the focus needed to be on... How could video voyeurism happen? Why is this allowed to happen? How do we find this person? And why are you allowed to keep this stuff on the internet?
And you can understand after something like that, you're never quite confident that you're not being watched anymore. She's still anxious and paranoid.
A person has the right to walk around their house however they choose to, bending over your tubs. Okay. And now watch. Now everybody's going to think about this when you're bending over the tub.
Yeah,
when you're running. Okay. So how has this changed you?
You don't want to bend over your tub at all, right?
Bend over a tub.
You're anxious. You're paranoid. Mm-hmm. I mean, staying here in Chicago was the first time I was in a hotel by myself.
Really?
I basically, even if I'm in a hotel or in my house, I feel like I'm being videotaped.
Do you do when you stay in a hotel? Like, I bet she covers the peephole.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she goes nuts. I almost wonder if she travels with security now that does a room check.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I would.
I wouldn't blame her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you guys said she worked this weekend for the first time?
It was a week or two ago. I think it was right before we went on vacation. Because I remember watching it when we were up at the lake. And I was very impressed. Like, I actually thought of if I ever... met her, I would say how impressed I was at how composed. I mean, it was professional and it was game on. And I mean, she was on point.
Well, she was pretty worried about that day.
Are you anxious about going back on camera? Are you anxious about all of this that's happened and how that now affects your ability to work?
I'm excited to get back to work. I feel like it's really going to help me heal the wounds, ready to get on the field. But you worry. I'm going to be surrounded by a lot of people that are at games, and you know people are going to say stuff. And I'm also back on the road. I'm in a hotel again.
And that makes you feel?
I think it'll always make me feel nervous. But I also feel it's my duty to come out and show this person, you know what? I worked hard for my career, and I got there the right way, and you're not going to break me down.
I can't believe there are some people that are actually heckling her about it.
Or it's thought that she did it.
They're drunk sports fans. I mean, they're at the games and they yell out. I mean,
not even thinking about it.
Yeah, well, I mean,
they think they're funny.
Yeah, they're a-holes. You know what I mean? So, and they're just trying to bring attention to themselves or something.
Well, she's working again, like these guys said. So she's getting over it slowly but surely. But it's pretty good for really her, serious man. Stuff.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
All right, so before we left, this was Thursday before vacation. Joanna in studio talking about her weekend, and there are a couple of signs here that maybe she was going to get engaged.
You start at the bottom and read up, and we'll see if
we need to read into what he said.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Joanna, 8:51. Did you listen, Jason? Oh no, I just got back from Be Fast with Matt. What did you talk about? Question. Joanna, this weekend. Glad you didn't listen. Jenna asked if you were going to propose.
Oh, ha-ha. My God, Joanna.
I said.
I didn't listen, but I'm going to tell you what she said.
Right, and she wrote this at 8:51, which is exactly 90 seconds after we finished the conversation.
I love
that.
This is my
8:54.
Style.
8:54. Ha-ha. I said I'm 99.9% sure that that's not going to happen. 8:55 and 35 seconds a.m. You'll never know. Smiley face.
Oh, Jason.
You better have a damn ring this weekend.
Smiley face. It's actually a winking smiley face with a nose.
Well, now, Jason, you have to now.
As Melissa did.
Are we on Saved by the Bell? That was
I know.
That was awesome.
Traveling through time.
All right, so put a couple of things together for me. You guys were supposed to go. He was going to meet your parents for the very first time?
No, he's already met my family. My family was meeting his parents for the first time.
Okay.
We were all going to Florida for Labor Day, and it was the meeting of the parents.
And the conversation started with, and if you heard we played it between 5 and 5:30 in the foreplay. The conversation started because Joanna's family enjoys a good time, and they're a little bit loud, and they're a little bit rambunctious, and they, you know.
They drink.
They cuss, and they drink. Mm-hmm. Whereas her boyfriend's family is a little more, and by a little, I mean a lot, a little more conservative in terms of no drinking.
No drinking.
No cussing. Church twice a week.
What? Mm-hmm.
Soft-spoken.
Works at a church. Mom works at a church.
Oh, yeah.
They have manners. Everything that Joanna doesn't have.
They use condiments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joanna's like, you know, Latin family is like loud and flavorful and
Yes.
Put those two together.
So that was the original story. And then everyone started putting it in my head.
Well, Jen started it.
Jen.
So it wasn't just Jen.
Well, then
it started with my friends. And then I was like, oh, you know, whatever. They don't know. And then Jen brought it up. And you're kind of like a person who isn't in my group of friends. So I thought, she's seeing something that I'm not picking up on.
Because you guys have been together a long time now.
A year and a half.
What were the signs that you were picking up on?
Well, the fact that he's the one that arranged our families to get together in Florida and to meet for the first time.
He doesn't normally do that kind of thing. Like,
I mean,
he's
guys
not the
don't
ambassador.
Really do that kind of thing, right? It's usually the girl that does the planning, mm-hmm. right? So he's the one who put the thing together and made sure that the parents were going to be there and made the dinner reservations at the restaurant that my dad really likes in Florida. Mm-hmm. And so Jen started putting it in my head, and I never thought for a second that I was going to get engaged. That never crossed my mind.
The other sign was that they've had a couple of friends recently get engaged, right? Didn't one of your best friends just get engaged?
Yes.
And you were excited about helping her plan her wedding?
Yes.
So that was the other thing too, because I'm like, okay, the pressure's on him now because her best friend just got engaged.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, so not only did Jen brought it up, but then my mom called me and she's like, well, do you think he's going to do it? And I was like, no. And she's like, well, maybe that's why he's going to do it, because you really don't think he's going to do it. And so then every time he threw in an extra I love you, I started getting excited. And every time.
I mean, the whole weekend, like if he was like, good night, love you. And you're like, yeah.
And how much do you love me?
And every time he looked in my eyes a little bit longer, I started thinking, maybe this is it, you know? And there was one incident that, I really hope he's not listening because he's going to think I'm a total freak if he hears this. But we got to Florida and we rented a condo. So in order to get our keys, because we were there after hours, you have to go to the lockbox. And they sent us the code ahead of time. So I'm waiting in the car and he's fiddling with the lockbox. And I'm like, okay, he's just having a little trouble trying to get the lock open. But he's a smart guy. He'll figure it out. He's a college graduate. He'll know how to line up those letters.
He's an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, exactly. And so he comes back in the car and he's like, baby, I can't get the box open. I don't know what's wrong. And I'm like, oh my God.
Did he
sneak the ring in the box? And he wants me to open the box and surprise me. And then I look over and he's down on one knee. So I get out of the car and I'm excited. And I walk over to the box and I put the code in. It takes me 2 seconds to put the code in. I open it up. And there's no ring.
Oh.
I slam the thing shut. And I'm like, was it really that hard to open it? So, no, I didn't get engaged.
Man, I was so, you were hiding your hand. I was like, please put a diamond on there.
You need to break up with him.
Stop it. No, but you know what? We did talk about marriage while we were in Florida. And he brought it up. I didn't bring it up. It was all on him.
Good.
And so, you know, we talked about one day when we get married and where we want to get married. Things like that. So we're moving.
Opened lines of communication.
That's awesome.
Well, and the other cool thing is to know that he is the type of guy to plan a weekend away with your parents book the reservation for your dad's favorite restaurant without having a big proposal.
That's pretty awesome.
That this is going to be a regular thing.
That's a good thing.
You know what I mean? That he's a man that will do those things for you.
Okay. All right. Well, that's kind of good, kind of bad. Yeah. Now, every time we go to dinner, you know, I'm going to think, this could be
Oh, you're in that zone now. You talked about it.
Yeah, you're going to do that regardless.
I'm going to be like that caller member a long time ago that thought, this is the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. And then we talked to her every Monday.
She had a deadline.
You're going to have to try your best to let it go, but it's in the back of your mind.
I know. So it really is.
He's going to have to do something major to really surprise you.
Yeah, like write it in the sky.
Something.
Hide it in a lockbox.
I know. Isn't that crazy that I thought of that? So
the subtext of the whole weekend, how did it go between the parents?
Oh, it went really well. I mean,
would you say if it sucked, would you say it was really
no,
awkward?
No, there was this one incident where I yelled across the room in Spanish to my mom to tell my dad to shut up. But other than that, went really well.
So they got along, everybody? There's no awkwardness?
No, I mean, my dad, of course, I told him not to mention religion, and he brought up religion and talked about how he does, and they're Southern Baptists, and how it's not for him, that he grew up in a Catholic church, and that that's how his daughter's going to get married in the Catholic church. And I'm like, and that's when I yelled across the, you know, kitchen table, I mean, the restaurant. And I was like, Ma, this is the papa que se shot de la boca.
So it was a good weekend. No ring, but great weekend.
Yeah, it was all great.
That's cool. Awesome.
It's awesome.
Great. Thanks.
Yeah, you're in that tough zone right now, man. Every time he's late, every time he brings another present home, teddy bear, you're going to put your hand up there thinking there's a ring up in there.
Bring it. Teddy bear part.
This is The Bird Show.